Welcome. This is the Tarot reading by Elizabeth Jones for Star Pathways Beacon for the time of Virgo 2022, which is from 8:22 to 9:22. So here I am going to do a reading about how the overall energies of solar Virgo impact you. The Tarot is a wonderful symbolic and mystical reflection of the astrological and cosmic energies that stream forth through the planets during this time. This reading is designed to give you insights into how these energies are impacting you personally. Plus, the cards will offer insights for how you can attune to the higher frequencies present, which help you in navigating the more intense energies around these days. And it certainly seems like there have been a ramp up of the intensity of the energies in the last several weeks. This month, also a note here, this month, rather than do two tarot readings, I'm doing this one plus a meditation visualization called The Natural Rhythm of Being, which is on the website where the second tarot reading usually is. It's very clearly marked. This is a visualization I created in 2018 for the time of solar Virgo on Astro Currents Monthly, or ACM. So some of you might recognize it. During solar Virgo, the primary themes relate to simplifying your life, creating routines that support your health and well-being, and eliminating what you no longer need or that serves your higher path or destiny. In addition, it also gives us clues for how to incorporate your spiritual path into your everyday life. And these themes may well show up in the cards. Now, I mention sometimes, not always, but I'm mentioning it now, that I literally choose these questions, you know, before I do the recording, of course. But I don't choose the cards until I sit down to record. And the cards for this reading are pretty remarkable. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 major arcana cards out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards. That's pretty amazing. So the first question is, what is most important for me to focus on this month? And there is, I pulled two cards. One is internally in your inner life. And then the second is externally, more focused in your outer life. So the first card I got was the Star. Number 17 in the major arcana. The Star's been showing up quite a bit lately, which, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that that's my favorite card in the deck. And the reason is because it represents our path of and to enlightenment. And so when we look at this, what is most important for me to focus on this month? The Star. The path, your spirituality, what aligns you with spirit, what is most, you know, critical or essential to your own journey along the path of enlightenment or evolution. I talk about this on the PDF and on the website. I put up an article in the last couple of weeks called The Close of an Age, or no, The Gifts from the Close of an Age. And I strongly recommend you reading it. The link is on the Beacon page on starpathways.com. Really easy to find. It's also linked in the top menu when you go first go there. And the article is under, I think it's under articles. I'm sorry, I'm not sure. But it's linked from the Beacon page. The point is that this is a very spiritual month in many ways. A lot of people don't think of that with Virgo, but I go into that more on the PDF and in that article. The point is that how interesting that the star comes up. It's really underlining that. It's making it very clear, again, what is most important for you to focus on in this month. And we get the star. There's an interesting thing about the star is that it's a woman who is, it's depicted differently in several decks, but in the more traditional decks, it's a woman who has a standing by a small stream with a urn or a vase. And the images in the tarot, like I said, is depicted differently and different decks, but the traditional is the one I like, is that she is receiving from the heavens, which is surrounded by her. You can see either a single star or in some decks several stars, that there is something that is being received. The I'll say implication, but the story or the myth or the meaning of the card is that she is receiving something from the heavens, an energy, a down. It's like what we might call today a download or a descension of light. And then she is pouring it from the urn into the river of life. She is the intermediary between the cosmic, mystical, spiritual, life-giving energies and brings it into the river of life. There's a lot of symbolism in the tarot and in this card too. So for sure. So what is most important to focus on? It isn't just your spiritual path, though of course that's always good to focus on, right? It is allowing the universe to bring down energy. I say allowing, inviting, opening to the universe, bringing down, stepping down the energies to where it's into your conscious awareness, into your body and your mind and your heart. That's that descension of these energies is very much what this time period is about. Pisces, well, it's Virgo, but the Piscean Virgo polarity is something that I talk about on the PDF and very much so in that article, the gifts of an age. I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact name. Any rate, this is the thing to focus on internally, externally, and I'll go back to that in a minute. Externally, there's another card that I think is interesting in relationship to the star coming up. What to focus on externally? We got the King of Swords. The King of Swords is the king who is able to discern truth. What is most important, what is of essential critical nature, or what is really most important. And so what we're focusing on when you get the King of Swords in this kind of position is to really use the qualities of discernment that Solar Virgo is about, and to do and your decisions and your everyday agendas and in a very practical way. This is the external important for you to focus on. I always go back, as you know, to how I word the question, because even a word change or, you know, can change the meaning of the card. So to this point, the King of Swords is an aspect of your own nature that understands, that is attuned to, that knows what's right and wrong, that knows what's most important and not as important. And so calling upon him, if you have a decision to make, if you're coming up with some kind of a time frame or project management or how you're going to spend the week or the day or, you know, anything when you're looking at how to, what to focus on, what is most important, ask the King of Swords to help you. He's very neutral. He's very wise. The swords are of the air element, so he's got a very strong mental acuity, shall we say, an ability to really connect with the higher mind. In fact, of the four kings, that is sort of his thing, is to work with the energies, the qualities of the higher mind and the information and the insights. So he's a big help right now. There's so much coming at us. There's so much to do. There's so many things on our list, and there's so many things that for mentally to just process. And the no one, I don't think, in the deck is better at doing that than the King of Swords, helping us to process all this information, to find that single sword, that single thought, that single path that is most important in the moment or in that day or in that time frame. So he's a great helper, a great asset to have. The second question is, what can I do in my life to better serve my spiritual path? This is the blending again of the Pisces spiritual path and the everyday life of Virgo. What can you do? And I got Justice, another Tarot major arcana card, number 11. And she's all about divine order. In other words, and divine, well, justice, divine order, and divine timing. She is saying here, she's a woman who's on a, looks like a throne with a scale. She's a Libra card, traditionally, by the way. The star is considered to be an Aquarian card. And so what can you do in your daily life? And I think that I can relate to this in the sense of not just relying on my own sort of gut response or impulsive response to just get through the day, navigate the day. We're trying to, again, incorporate, you know, the spiritual path with our everyday life. And the Justice card says, always ask for divine order. Always, if you're in a conundrum, if you're not sure, you know, how to incorporate that, those precepts and principles and practices of a spiritual life, think in terms of harmony, balance. She's divine balance. So it's raising your frequency to include, you know, it's like taking a breath and just saying, okay, what is really most important right now or in this situation or this issue or this challenge or this time frame, say the next 24 hours. I have something I read recently I thought was very interesting and for some reason comes to mind right now, and it says something like, when you need to make a decision, do what is healthy, what increases your sense of just well-being, you know. And when I think in terms of the Justice card here, that's what she's saying too. What will bring you into balance, not out of balance? What represents divine timing, not our personal timing? These are things that increase our health and well-being because we're tuning into a higher frequency. She is offering the sort of cosmic version, the divine version of timing and order and balance and harmony. Those are wonderful things to have available. And I want to reiterate that this isn't necessarily what we think would be the right timing. I'm telling you, I personally in my life, I just really ran into this divine timing something, thinking, oh, this is perfect timing, and then slam, something happened. And no, I guess that wasn't perfect timing. And it took me a couple of days to recalibrate once that happened. And so now I'm kind of back in sync with that principle of divine timing and order. And not to, in fact, that's a great example, not to fret, worry, or try not to, it's hard, when things aren't in the order or the timing that you think is right or that you choose. It's not that the choosing is wrong, it's when it doesn't feel right. It's rushed, or it's, you know, maybe something else has to happen first. So there's a lot of trust going on in this particular card. Trusting divine timing is a real key. Having faith in that, because what can I do in my daily life to better serve my spiritual path? A very easy way to remember this is to remember that there is such a thing, very much so, as divine timing and divine order. Just to simply hold that thought when you're rushing or confused about timing. So the next card, what blocks me from doing so? What blocks me from connecting with that sense of divine order, divine timing, having faith, trusting the universe? I mean, those are all wrapped up in this particular application or meaning of justice. And I really was confused about this card. It is strength, another major arcana card, number 8, but it's reversed. And then I had this aha. Now keep in mind, I turn these over like minutes before I start recording. And the aha was inner strength. And in fact, flexible strength is a Sufi pathway that I chose. I might have mentioned this book, 99 Pathways. I think it's there's a link to it on under Elizabeth's favorites, and it's so wonderful, these Sufi pathways, and I'll let the book explain what that actually is. But I chose number 33 when asking a question about, you know, what is this situation that I was in. I don't want to go too far into that, but it had to do with moving and the whole huge life change that I'm in, which I have a link to on my website if you want to learn a little bit more about that. In fact, I was thinking I might put up an update on how that journey is going. But what I realized is when I got flexible strength is that it was accessing a whole different level of strength. And it uses the willow tree as an example of what flexible strength actually is. It flows. It goes with the flow of the universe. And when we flow with the universe, then we access a different level and kind, a different type of strength. And it's more flexible. If you have that book, 99 Pathways, again, I think the link's on the site. If it isn't, let me know if you want it, or I'll try to remember to check that. It is that this is a kind of, it's a way of navigating the times. We have to become more flexible and remain strong. These are qualities that reside within, and that's why it's reversed. This is an inner strength. Now, I have an interesting relationship with reversed major arcana cards. And one is that I always feel that the upright meaning is inherent in the reversal. Even I often feel that with minor arcana cards or with court cards, kings, queens, knights, and pages, but I really feel that is strongly true, very much true, with majors. So this is saying, in order to really be strong enough to navigate challenges or changes of a path or whatever that we're dealing with, we have to be flexible right now. This is a dynamic time. Things change all the time. And we don't even, you know, sometimes I've been using the term, my head is spinning, several times the last week. The only way is to be flexible. And the only place to access that is on the inner. So what blocks me from doing so, that's how the question was posed, is not accessing this, is not accessing this quality of inner strength. Again, that pathway is number 33. You might even be able to, you know, just find the title of the book online or on my website and ask what that is. I don't know if they're listed separately, but I really do recommend getting that book. It's been a godsend for me over the years. And this is saying that what's blocking you is trying to be strong yourself, trying to force something that isn't quite ready. Justice makes that very clear. Interesting that these two cards came up together. So our own strength is valid, but when something isn't going the way we want it to or thought it would, exerting our personal preference or agenda on a situation that simply, you know, isn't happening. You know, it's that old saying of if a door doesn't open, it's not meant, you know, it's not your door or something like that. There's lots of quotes along this line. Don't push the river. And this is saying, don't rely during those challenges especially, but for the most part, don't rely on your own strength. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you can't, manage or deal with whatever situation, the world situation, this is saying rely on that flexible kind of strength, that spirit that is attuned to a higher frequency of the quality of strength. My teacher in Mount Shasta, who I was incredibly blessed to have a wonderful relationship with much of the time that I lived there for 18 years, used to say that these divine qualities, patience and love and strength and order and balance and tolerance, are entities. They literally are an entity at some level that we aren't very or maybe at all familiar with. So this is accessing the entity, for not really maybe a great word, but maybe the best we can come up with here, a being, a higher being of strength, and not to rely on your own, separated from that. So the next question is, what do I need to eliminate from my life that I have outgrown or that no longer serves me and my spiritual path or spiritual destiny? Again, this card sort of confused me. It often does. And then when I ask, what is this doing here? I start to get answers and a sense of it. And I got the Ten of Cups reversed. The Ten of Cups upright is the card of true fulfillment and happiness that we have accomplished, that we've reached a certain place. It's a 10, so it's along the path of having that. It's like we've built this life, or we've built a relationship, or we've created in some maybe area of our life. It could be work, but it's more likely to be something of a more personal nature. Could be your home. A kind of something that brings us fulfillment. Deep true multi-layered, perhaps, sense of joy and fulfillment. This is a tough one. What do I need to eliminate from my life that you've outgrown or that no longer serves your destiny? And it's reversed. Reversed cups are suggesting or symbolize something falling out of a cup, right? Gravity. So this is saying that maybe your previous phase of life is closing, is complete, you know, perhaps the empty nesting syndrome. That kind of or type of fulfillment is either leaving or changing or has completed. Tens are about culmination and completion. Again, I can relate to this. There is a sense in my own journey of what I'm doing, which is moving across two states, leaving family to a large degree. So this is a calling. There is a sense that the next phase is going to be different. There will be a next phase. The Page of Cups in a tarot deck follows the Ten, which is a whole new cycle of exploration and finding new levels of joy from a place of greater opening and innocence. So this is saying there's something else, but we don't know, but this something has to be let go of. Now, this could be an actual physical real life situation, but it could also be a dream, an idea that you've thought would at some point be realized. You know, it's like in my downsizing, which I'm doing radical downsizing, though probably not enough, but nonetheless, you know, I look at things and I go, that book really drew me in. I've let go of many books. I still have more to do, but it isn't a part of my future. That's another way to ask that question. Is this a part of my future? Whatever this is, again, it could be a relationship, it could be a stage of life, it could be, you know, an object, an interest. You know, as we get older, I've certainly become more aware of that our time is, you know, decreasing. I mean, that's the nature of aging. And we have to choose. I've been having to choose. What do I want in my future? And I'm letting go of things, whether it's books or study, a body of study. I mean, I only have so many years, God willing, to continue my studies. And, you know, I'm still looking at a lot of things that I could probably just choose that and study that until the end or through this next phase. So it's got an element of sadness in that letting go. What do I need to eliminate from my life that I've outgrown or that no longer serves me in my spiritual destiny? And to me, that's inherent in this card here. It's saying we can't take it all. We can't do it all. Even those things that we love or enjoy or that bring us fulfillment. In the Sufi book, and I don't know if it's number 33, can't remember because I read it often. It says it's the most difficult choices are between what's good and good. So this is suggesting that because the Ten of Cups and the fulfillment that it brings and symbolizes is good. So this is what we're facing now in this accelerated time, in these shifts of our own inner cycles, phases of life, or, you know, that can be phases of a work life or a relationship or, you know, it could be many things. The way to embrace our spiritual destiny, or a way to embrace our spiritual destiny, to align ourselves with that new joy that the Page of Cups is promising us, is that we have to let go of things, people, situations. You know, tough can be, but such as, you know, aligning with spiritual destiny, that's a part of it. The last card was the one that surprised me the most. So, message from spirit, higher self, to help guide you and support you during this time. And I got the strangest card. We got the strangest card, the Four of Pentacles. Not really a spiritual card. In fact, not at all. But it is a card that I realized when I thought about it is a something that we would all probably like to have more of, and that is stability in the physical realm. That's what the Four of Pentacles represents. And when we say message from spirit to help support you during this time, it's from spirit. Now let's remember that this isn't a card like, you know, how can I best move forward in the physical realm. This is a card from spirit, and that's what, it's almost like an alchemy happened when I thought of it that way. Like, oh, I see what it is. And then the message became very simple and very clear. The Four of Pentacles is not a very complicated card to understand. It's about east, west, north, south, the four elements, the four walls to a building. It's about the foundation, and it's about feeling secure in that foundation and having a sense of place and order. And it's saying that can only be found right now in the spiritual, in the higher frequencies or vibrations, or you could say by attuning to the qualities and the principles of our spiritual life. And it's a simple message, the simplest of this reading, but it's also in some ways the most profound, because it's reminding us that it is at that level that we will find our security and sense of place and purpose. It's the foundation. So to start with the star, going back to that question, what is most important for me to focus on internally? And then to end with the Four of Pentacles. It's like, it's another way of feeling or experiencing or explaining that dissension of light and energies that come through the star. It becomes the Four of Pentacles for us, that which we can count on, that which we can rest in. I'm going to share with you a piece of art that I have right before me that was made by somebody in the UK, I don't know where. Now, this is a quote from St. Augustine, but every time before I record, I read this. And it says, "You again, keep in mind the source. It's a saint. You made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." And that always moves me when I read it. And it can be adjusted according to what you resonate with. But it's essentially saying that is, I think it's pretty clear, actually, but that, you know, our hearts are restless. We feel, and now in the world, it's easy to feel restless and agitated and upset and unsettled. I mean, this dimension has gotten really intense in that regard. So this card is reminding us where our home is, where our peace will be found, and where our sense of security and stability is found. In the recent experience that I had that was upsetting and challenging, it was coming back around to this, though I wasn't thinking of it as being Four of Pentacles, but it was coming back around to that divine flow that justice is suggesting, and divine order and sense of timing. So, simple, not necessarily simple to achieve, but simple in its message, because that's what it was. What message from Spirit will help to support you during this time? And there, you know, that's it. That's where we'll find that rest that Saint Augustine is talking about in that quote. Okay, the only other thing that I just wanted to remind you of is that the other recording that is available for Solar Virgo, though you could, of course, listen to that meditation anytime, is the meditation or the visualization, and it is the natural rhythm of being. So I hope that you take time to listen to that as well. Sending you always blessings and light. By the way, I want to invite you to share this reading or the page on the website with others. I feel like this is such a dynamic time that it's really important to get out these messages and insights.